We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lauren Fix, the car coach, she's with us live. As we've been telling you this morning, car maker Volvo plans to go all electric by 2019. You know, Lauren, it seems like a big gamble here. Is this Volvo giving Tesla a run for its money?
Well, actually, it's kind of a little bit of a sensationalist headline, believe it or not. Volvo saying they're going 100% electric and ending gasoline and diesel engines is not really what they're doing. I actually was with Volvo executives just a few weeks ago in Spain, and we had a chance to discuss this with them before this was announced. But what Volvo did say is that the new model, starting in 2019, will have what they call 48 volts. That means preparing for plug-in electric type product. Electrification, as we call it. What they're doing is the pure EV launches will be go from 2 to 5 models from 2019 to 2021, which really doesn't mean much to you other than if they're looking at a pure gasoline engine, that won't be available. However, plug-in hybrid or hybrid engines will be available, and that's what they're starting to do, going after the same thing other automakers are doing, like Audi, General Motors, and that's because that's what people are looking for. But they're also afraid that the price of gasoline may go back up. If it stays low, that may change their future business plans.
Well, if this automaker, Volvo, we're talking about right now, if one automaker is turning all of its cars into either hybrid or totally electric vehicles, might the cost of electric vehicles, at least from that automaker, come down?
Not necessarily, because first off, it has to be based on sales, obviously. The more product that you produce, the lower the cost will be. But the demand is the problem. Right now, the total demand across the United States is less than 2%. And with auto sales dropping, what is dropping off is the electric vehicles. People aren't buying them as much, even though every manufacturer is making them. They're making them because they have to, because in the state of California, which seems to sort of set the pace for the whole country, unless things change in Washington, and that might turn everything around, you have to produce an electric vehicle and sell it in the state of California in order to sell vehicles if you sell more than 2,500 cars, which is pretty much everyone other than like maybe Lamborghini or Ferrari. And they're starting to, you know, prepare for a possibility of that also. Of course, how many Ferraris do you sell in the state of California? So these are things that have to go based on market demand. The other thing that has not been addressed by other people, which I find very interesting, is that Volvo is owned by a company called Geely, which is a Chinese-owned company, and they are the world's largest oil importer, and it's growing because they have so many cars on the road. They're the largest market in the world. And it's to their national interest for the price of gasoline to rise and more people to demand battery-powered or plug-in because, obviously, they're a large importer. So there's a lot more behind the scenes than just them sort of putting out a headline that we're going all electric, because it isn't going to be all electric. So there's a little bit of hype in there, but that's how you get all that they're getting, and I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Written headline.
Right. Well, you know, people in Western New York, it seems, have been skeptical of electric because of our winters. I mean, have they addressed that? Is that a justification? You know, is it justified?
No, you are absolutely 100% correct. Here's the story is when you have, and anyone that has one, whether it be like a Nissan Leaf or a Chevy Bolt or a Tesla, you will note, and it depends on the vehicle and it depends on the battery's life and where it is, that the life will decrease. It could be as much as half. It could be a third. So when you start thinking, well, I got to go to work and I got to pick up the kids at school, and we're busy people here in Buffalo. We have all kinds of great festivals. You've got Taste of Buffalo. You want to go downtown and park your car and not have to worry about what if someone else is in the one of two or three charging stations. You might find yourself without battery power. And I can't give you a gallon of energy. I can give you a gallon of gasoline if you're stuck in the side of the road. But you never want to have that range anxiety. And until that can be fixed and we can't push technology, we don't know where the future's going to be. If you typically go short routes, there's a lot of great products out there. I'm a much bigger fan of the Leaf and the Bolt because there are dealers here in town if you have a problem. The dilemma with Tesla, and I know there are about half a dozen in town, maybe more, is if you got a problem, and they can't fix it over the phone, they got to come pick it up on a flatbed and take it to Cleveland. And my favorite part is it's hauled by a Ford truck that's diesel-powered. That kind of doesn't make sense. I mean, do what you want to do. I mean, if you want to be green, that's great. There's a lot of other choices without going the Tesla route, and Volvo wants a piece of that.
All right. That is Lauren Fix, the car coach, joining us to talk about Volvo, which beginning in 2019, all of its cars will be either hybrid or electric.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.